Good morning. Somebody phone not on mute.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, God morning, great morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we should be glad and rejoice in it. Hallelujah. This is Reverend EK, and I'm here with my family. Who's on the line declaring victory?
Good morning.
Top of the morning. This is Sister Sabrina. Good morning. I have a prayer request, please, to put my God brother, Zero Wilson, on the prayer request, healing for his body. He had just had surgery.
All right. And you said it was Wilson?
Yes, yeah, Zero Wilson.
All righty.
Thank
Praise
you.
God.
Good morning. This is their victory. God bless everybody on the call.
Good morning. This is Susie.
Good morning, Susie.
Can you please put me on the on the list as well. I'm having some very hard problems. One is on my right leg. The other is some family. It's just, everything is just, it's just bad. So if you just keep me and my family. And also, again, I am in very bad pain.
Good morning.
Hallelujah. God is truly good all the time. And all the time, God is good. Good morning, Yvonne. Good morning. Good morning. I am amazing. Amazing. Praise God. Anybody
can
else
you,
join the
line? Can you please keep me in? I'm just in a lot of pain, like I just said. And just please keep me in. Just keep prayers on for me, okay?
Absolutely, Susie. We got you. In Jesus' name.
Thank you so much.
Uh-huh.
Good morning, this is Carla.
Good morning, Carla. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you. Good morning, bro. It's Dee Dee. I'm praying for your family.
Praise God.
Bro, are you, man, honest, I'm just, ooh, I don't want to get you, thank you for you just being here this morning. I love you, man of God.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Continue to lift us up. Amen. Many of you may or may not know, our dad transitioned on Wednesday. evening, Wednesday evening. So as we go to the prayer segment, yes, continue to ask the Dawson family in prayer. We lost my dad. He's 95 years old. His name was Lissel Dawson. We, and through all of this, we are still victorious through Christ Jesus, because he was saved and he loved God and his family. So, hallelujah. Amen. Good morning, God. Morning. Great morning. Glad to hear your voice and your sound. This is our favorite Friday. It's Men's Day, and we're excited. Come on, tap in, my brothers. Come on in, tap in, my sisters. We'd love to hear from you this morning.
Good morning, bro. Happy favorite Friday. We'll be keeping your family in prayer. It's hard when we lose one of the legacies, so we'll definitely be holding you up. Happy Friday, sir. Keep pressing.
Absolutely, absolutely. Thank you for that encouragement. Hallelujah. Praise God. Anybody else join the line this morning? Glad to hear your voice.
Good morning, good morning. Happy Friday. This is Kevin.
Hey, Kevin. What's up, my bro?
All right. Good morning. Happy Friday.
Praise God, man. Good to hear you.
Glory be to God. Happy Friday. Happy Friday. Hey, Brother EK. Hello. Declare victory. It's Moxie. Happy Friday, everybody.
Yes.
Good morning. It's D2.
Hey, D2. Come on. Praise the Lord. Amen. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we should be glad and rejoice in it. We got a reason, a right, and, as they say, a responsibility to praise the Lord and to give him glory, to give him honor, and to give him praise. Amen. Thank you for joining Declaring Victory. Who we have on the line?
Good morning, EK.
Good morning. I heard. Who was that?
Miss
Patrice.
Okay. I heard Pretty and Miss.
V.
Ms. V, okay. Praise God.
Good morning,
go.
EK.
Good morning,
we're praying for you and your family.
Please, thank you so much.
Good morning and happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Welcome to Declaring Victory.
Good morning and sunshine. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Amen. We're happy. So everybody's coming in, sounding good, sounding great. I used to be a preacher, sounding a little said, enjoying Jesus, hallelujah, feeling mighty happy, feeling mighty fine, enjoying Jesus, hallelujah, amen. Anybody else join the line?
Bro, it's Didi. Real quick again, I wanted to just remind us, this is how you rejoice anyhow. You see what I'm saying? Okay, it's showing up. This is declared. This is how we are victors, because
yeah.
We rejoice. I'm just celebrating your Father's elite life. Man, I just want to shout right now for that man's legacy and what he gave you. So thank you, brother, for just being with us this morning, because we got to rejoice even today just because it's a new day. Thank you.
Yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah. Amen. Anybody else join our line and this morning?
Yes. Diane is joining in, wanting to say thank you for waking me up this morning.
That's it. Praise God. Praise God.
Good morning, Sivan. Happy Friday.
Good morning. Good morning. Good to hear your voice. Good morning.
Hey, happy Friday, family. Cedric's on the call.
Cedric, good to hear you, my bro. Hallelujah. Yes, well, I guess it's time to get started. Amen. And as you well know, I am Reverend E.K. Dawson. I am your host this morning. And this is Declaring Victory. It is our favorite Friday. It is our blessed Friday. It is our Men's Day, where you'll hear the voices of our men folk that are part of Declaring Victory. Amen. And we ask that before we move forward, we ask you that you would please, ma'am, please, sir, to go ahead and mute your phone. Just check and double check for us, because I even hear somebody now whose phone is not on mute. So please, if you're listening to the sound of my voice, double check your phone, because we can hear you moving around and tinkering. Yes. Again, my name is Reverend E.K. Dawson, and I am your host. We want to thank you for joining Declaring Victory. And we are a prayer call that meets Monday through Friday, starting at 6 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8 a.m. Central Standard Time, and 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And that is to edify and empower, to encourage, and to equip you with your walk with Christ. And make sure you join us this month, the month of March, where the month is entitled Suddenly. Yeah, that's right, Suddenly. And that each declare will focus on the importance and the importance of expecting how to properly respond to God's suddenly move of God. And to make sure that you invite a friend so that they can be blessed too. That's right. Invite your friends, invite your family, your loved ones, your coworkers, so they can be blessed also. There is one announcement, and stay tuned for the next episode of Friday Night Live. Amen. You heard some of the prayer requests that have gone forth. Amen. And this morning we'll have prayer and corporate praise. Will be brought by myself, and declaration will be brought by our very own powerful Jonathan. Amen. And again, that prayer and corporate praise, myself, Reverend E.K., and then the declaration will be brought by Jonathan. Then we'll go right into closing remarks and comments hosted by our declarer. Amen. The scripture for today is Chronicles 29, verses 36. Hezekiah rejoiced, and all the people, because of which God had prepared for the people, for the things he had done suddenly. Again, Hezekiah rejoiced, and all the people, because of which God had prepared all the people for the things he had done suddenly. Again, that was Chronicles 29:36. And may the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and doing of his holy word. Amen. We're going to ask you to go ahead and put your phone on mute until instructed to come off of, and then amen. And now we'll go directly into prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless your name, God. We give you glory. We give you praise. Hallelujah. You are great and greatly to be praised. Father, we come to you this morning, and we come to you this morning knowing that we are frail, that we are just small in your sight. And it is because of you that we live and move and have our being, Lord God. We know it's because of you, Lord God, that we woke up this morning because you touched us with your finger of love. And you are absolutely a great God, a fabulous God, a wonderful God, a glorious God. And we thank you, Lord God, for your presence and your presence in our life and in our world and in our communities, Father God. God, we give you glory, praise, and honor today, because this morning we saw your new mercies already. All we that we have ever needed, Lord God, your hand has provided. And we're so grateful and thankful, Lord God. Bless you now, Father. Father, we ask you that you would cover families, Lord God, that are suffering and going through bereavement. We're asking, Father God, that you would cover every prayer request that has come before you, Lord God, the ones that are spoken and unspoken, the ones that were expressed out loud at the beginning of the call, Lord God, to look out after families, to look out after those that are bereaved, to look out for those that are going through healings, Lord God, and deliverances, Lord God. You are our deliverer. You are our healer. You are our righteousness. You are our everything. And we thank you, Father God, for being our everything. Thank you for being our joy and sorrow, our hope for tomorrow. Thank you, God. We love you, and we absolutely desire to walk in your will and in your way. You are the God of our salvation, God, and you renew our salvation every day and morning. We try to grow in this, Father God. God, we ask somebody that is trying. Bless every man on this call, Father God. It is our men's day, Lord God. And we ask you now that you will continue to bless the brothers, and we will continue to step forward. We will continue to walk in your favor and walk in your will and in your way, Lord God, that you would guide us, Lord God, and direct us every single solitary day, God. God, in areas that we believe, help our unbelief, Lord God. God, continue to renew our strength, Lord, and our strength in you. We know that our faith, our trust, our hope is in you, God. So we give you glory. We give you praise, Lord God. For though that brother that is depressed today, Lord God, we ask now that you would blow a fresh breath of your Holy Spirit, of that Ruach, Lord God, that you would blow it in his life and in those areas that are dry and need to be resuscitated, Lord God. that you would administer spiritual CPR, Lord God, and continue to renew them, refresh them, revive them in every area of their life. Each and every man that's under the sound of my voice, Lord God, each and every brother that we're praying, every young man, Lord God, that's going through trials, that are going through the vicissitudes of life, that are just trying, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, for them, for at least even trying. Those that are acknowledging you as head of your life. Lord God, save our city, save our schools, save our world, Lord God. Save us, Lord God, and use us as instruments to bring light into dark places, Father God. Continue to allow us to be your messengers, that you are the answer for this world, Lord God. We ask that you will continue to bless our leadership in declaring victory. Bless Deanna and her family, Lord God. Hedge of protection all around her, Lord God. And that we will continue, Lord God, as a family, as a unit, Lord God, to give you glory. And now, can you take your phones off mute and we can give God praise corporately, give him honor corporately? Come on, declaring victory. Let's hear from you, Lord.
As a voice and a mouthpiece of the Father, But I want to encourage you about this place called Suddenly. And so for those of you that are taking notes, I will be more focused on 2 Kings chapter 7. But I will be doing some moving. Here we go. So in the idea of suddenly, this is a very interesting season, a very intricate season that we are a part of currently, that if you are hearing this, whether by real lifetime or the playback, the fact that God has exposed you to the atmosphere of suddenly means that he has you in mind. And when you begin to look at what suddenly is and what suddenly does and how suddenly operates, what you have to understand is that suddenly is all about time. Suddenly is all about time. It is about the place and time that God can show, if you will, that God begins to flex and show you how much time is subject to him. When you begin to deal in the realm of suddenly, suddenly is the place where the prophetic anointing, the prophetic call, the prophetic voice, the prophetic movement is very dominant. You have to know that when you're dealing in time and in space, that because God operates on the outside of it and we are subject to it, but it is subject to him. We clock in for time, but time clocks in with God for space. I need you to understand that this is a very, 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 very intricate season. And you have to be extremely careful. The first thing I'll tell you is you have to be careful when dealing in suddenly. The next thing I'll tell you is you have to be ready when dealing in suddenly. I'll say that again. You need to be careful when dealing in suddenly, and you have to be ready when dealing in suddenly. Give me just a moment here. So over in the book of 2 Kings, chapter 7, and the roosters is roostering outside. Praise the Lord for a new day. Just a moment. So suddenly means a swift change to happen in short time. To occur secretly because of prompting. And to prompt something is to simply cause it to move into action. The first thing I told you is that you have to be careful. When you begin to look at 2 Kings chapter 7, we are in the middle The story picks up in the middle of a famine. One of my favorite prophets is actually in motion, and Elisha begins to stand before the king and says to the king, this is what's going to happen. This is a very familiar passage. This is what's going to happen. This is how the Lord is going to do it. This is what's going to be, this is what's going to occur. This is what's going to move. I told you that you have to be careful because it is the season of the push of the prophetic. This is the season where the voice of the prophet, the voice of the prophetic sound will begin to move and maneuver in the area, move and maneuver in the earth, move and maneuver in atmospheres. And so when the voice of the prophetic comes forth, you have to be first careful about what it is that you have on the inside of your heart, because what you don't want to do in your in that atmosphere is succumb yourself to subject yourself to the ill will of your own heart. You don't want to put yourself in position where you miss out. And as the man of God begins to declare what is going to happen in the season of suddenly, the king's right-hand man begins to badmouth him, and he begins to question his authority. In this season, be aware of the thing that comes to question or dampen the prophetic anointing. I did not want to deal with Ahab and Jezebel right now because in this season, it's not Ahab and Jezebel, but it is the famine that looks to take out everybody else. That's the strong power here. It is the thing that says that nobody will make it through this. It's the thing that says that God can't see you through it. It's the thing that says that it's going to cut you off from the outside. It's going to cut you off from supply. It's going to cut you off. It's going to put you in the place of lack. It is the place that seems to be normal for those that are not operating in suddenly. It's the place that seems like, oh, thank you. It is the place that allows you to be comfortable in the low place. It is the place, the direct fight against suddenly. Could you imagine if the word means to move swiftly and secretly in change? The direct opposite of that would be to move slowly and not want to change. And so when you begin to deal in the place of suddenly, the first thing we have to do is be careful. When you begin to read, I believe it is down in verse 3, that the man of God begins to declare what's going to happen. And as he's declaring, the right-hand man says, how is this going to happen? What's really going to happen? I think you're just talking out the side of your neck. And then the Bible says that the man of God, the voice of the prophetic sound, the sound of prompting of movement, looks at him and says, just because you said what you said out of your heart, you won't experience it. Because you've declared out of your mouth that this is your reality and this is the place that you want to stay in, this is the place that you will stay in. Well, when you begin to go down and further into scripture, you see that the very next thing that happens, that occurs, is that the Bible tells us that there were four lepers. Four lepers, four individuals who had been put into a place of outcasts, four individuals who did not look like you, for individuals who, although everybody else was going through, they really was going through the worst. For individuals who, when you begin to look at it, the Bible says that they had leprosy. When you begin to study leprosy, by itself is a whole statement. So there is the statement of famine in the atmosphere, and then they walk in what seemed to be a statement of a death sentence. But in the season of suddenly, the prophetic voice, the prophetic call, the prophetic utterance, the prophetic anointing comes to cause prompting or to cause things to move. If something is moving, that probably means that there's two things happening. Either it is being fueled by something, or if it's moving, that means it's alive. So the man of God is standing in the atmosphere where the famine is happening, painting this picture for you, and everything is saying that they won't be able to make it. That lack is the prominent picture in their face. And at the same time, somebody has declared, this is what we always did. Who do you think you are? We always did it like this. We've always had this issue. We've always had to scrape and scrap and scrap and scrape. And who do you think you are? And so now the word says, because that's what you want to do, because there's no change in your heart, because there's no expectation. And then can I tell you, it does not come easy. It does not. I wish I could tell you that dealing with the place of your surroundings will always be easy. But the truth of the matter is that because you're operating in the spirit of suddenly, because the mantle of suddenly is now upon you, what you have to understand is you have to be careful what you declare, because suddenly is the birthing ground or the birthing place of God can make it happen. And so these four men who was in a situation and in their own situation was going on, I believe David said, I'm pressed on all sides. I'm pressed from the inside and I'm pressed on the outside. So here I am in the middle of a chaos sandwich. So my life has to go into a place in my faith and tap into what it is that God is saying. Bible says that these four men who were, hold on just a moment. These four men who were funny looking told you that it meant that he spoke a word, and the word where he prompted something, which means he caused it to move, which means he spoke where he was. He spoke where he was, and he said to the dead thing, without the dead thing knowing that it was him that he was talking to, he said to the dead stuff to become alive again. He began to say where he was in time and space. That stuff needed to happen. For those of you that are paying attention, he was in one place in the city. The lepers were in another place outside the city. But the Bible says that he spoke his word in his place and time. And at the same time, close to time, outside of the time of the city, that there are four lepers who made a decision to move. See, let me paint something else here for you. Not only were we in famine, but there was famine because our enemies had showed up. They'd locked the city down, meaning nothing could come in and nothing can come out. They cut off the water supply. And so now there's famine, there's chaos, there's my enemies. All happening at the same time. Bible says that the man of God speaks over here, which causes something to be prompted and moved in the realm of the spirit. And now it causes them who are walking death to begin to come alive. It causes them to come alive. And they begin to do something that they don't normally do. They begin to declare, why do we sit here and die? You mean to tell me that the people with the mindset of death, with the look of death, in the midst of death and chaos, decided to live? When you begin to look at leprosy, it's a very interesting disease. It is a deterioration of the body from head to toe, from crown to sole. Watch this, from the inside out. It causes limbs to shrivel. It causes the stuff that you need to shrivel. It causes cartilage to shrivel. It causes the stuff that you need on the inside of your body to be deteriorated. It causes your organs to shut down. It causes your bones to shut down, to be depleted. It takes everything away from you. It takes it all out of you, and in that moment, all you want to do is not feel pain, not be here, not to mention that it also causes you to be away, secluded from everybody else. So the first thing you have to do is you have to be careful. You have to be careful in the season of suddenly that you do not allow what you are currently going through to dictate to you how you are going to operate in your faith suddenly. The season of suddenly is the season that the prophetic voice, the prophetic utterance, the prophetic anointing is very much in charge or empowered. That to move suddenly means to move or to cause movement to happen quickly, to change or shift swiftly. So, in your situation, whatever it is, my question to you is, what are you declaring in an atmosphere of chaos? What are you declaring? Some of us are pushing and declaring that this thing, God, this got to stop. Do you understand that there are some things that have to happen in the span of time so that God can get the glory out of your life? Who are you agreeing with? Whose report shall you believe? I know we say we believe the report of the Lord, but do you really? because to hold on to the report of the Lord means that I will have to endure hardship as a good soldier. It means that I very well may be pressed on every side. But when you begin to go and study that, when David begins to talk about that, I do believe it's Psalm 3, that how he was pressed on every side. He was troubled on the outside and pressed on the inside. And this was going on and that was going on. And all of this was happening. His emotions was in action. And his mind was talking to him when he wasn't talking to it. And in all of that, David said, but I laid down. Lord, you laid me down and I slept. I rest. I Shabbat. I had breath. I Ruach. I sat down, put my feet up, laid my head on my pillow and drooled. Because I have trust. I have the faith that in the middle of this, God, you have not brought me this far to just leave me here. Are you talking to God like those in the Bible? Are you saying the stuff that they said? Let me show you. Moses said, listen, you've done such a good job delivering us out of the bondage place. What would it look like for the people that look at you and look at your people and to realize that you brought them out in the desert to dry them up and leave them? Surely the Almighty God is not looking to do that. And God began to step into place and begin to move in the realm of time for the people that belong to him. And so when you begin again to talk about suddenly, which is the season of the voice of the prophetic and the prophetic utterance and the prophetic anointing and the prophetic call, and I know I keep saying it like that because I need you to understand that you have the power. In this, even though we are over here, but what comes to mind is the valley of the dry bones. I think it's very interesting that the valley of the dry bones is here. And the Bible says that the Lord asked the Son of Man, hey, can these bones live? And he said his reply to him wasn't, I don't know, can they? His reply was, Lord, you know. What's the very next thing that happened? He said, yes, they can. And as he's beginning to declare, yes, they can, he says, say what I say. In other words, say the words that I say. Speak my word and watch what happens in the earth. Speak what I've spoken, what I've charged from heaven to manifest in the earth. Speak what I speak and watch what happens. So the prophet has moved or caused prompting in the realm of the spirit to occur, and these men that would be normally ready to die, who lived in death's den, are now moving in places that they probably didn't move before. While that's happening, the Bible says they look at each other and say, why do we sit here and die? It's famine on the inside. It's chaos on the outside. Enemies are surrounding us, and we live in death. What's the worst that could happen to us? That we die? If we stay here, we're going to die. But at least if we move out of our norm, we're moving, but two, the enemy may take us and they'll either kill us, but they're going to feed us before they kill us. So let's go. First thing you have to do is be careful. Be careful that you do not allow your old thoughts, your old ways, the familiar place, to call your name in the season of suddenly. Do not return to the low place. Do not go back to the familiar place. Do not go back to the familiar thing. Okay, what are you saying, sir? For those of you that shop and the Lord's been delivering you in the season that looks like this, you can't go back to shopping for comfort. You, for those of you that are emotional eaters, you cannot go back to emotional eating in for your comfort. For those of you that are emotional sexers, you cannot go back to emotional sexing for your comfort. You literally have to find yourself walking out the word. As a matter of fact, here's a challenge for you. In this season of suddenly, go get you some scripture, put it on your shoes, put it in your shoes, and put it in your socks, put it on your feet. And when you start to feel the place of stagnation creeping up and feeling comfortable, move your feet, move your feet. First thing you have to do is be careful. As they began to move in places that they never moved because of the prophetic voice, the prophetic utterance, the prophetic assignment, in the atmosphere, the Bible declares that they get to the camp of the enemy. Some of you been so scared to move when all in actuality, all you got to do is move. Part of God's system and trust in you is that he wants you to move a certain way. You have what he wants you to do. And so you spent time going, should I do this? Talking yourself out of it. That's why I say you can't go back to old ways. You can't go back to the old bondage. Go. Move. Move. Go. The prompt to move. The swift change to happen in a short time. The next thing you have to do is be ready. What does be ready look like for you? When they were leaving Egypt, he said, don't pack too heavy, get your stuff, get all your stuff ready now. When it's time to go, it's time to go. Don't be trying to go back, because if you try to go back, there's no guarantee that you're going to come out. But there is a mass exodus now. There's a pulling out now. You have to be ready. The Bible says that these four men that looked like death, smelt like death, are now walking in life. Think about it. They now move forward. They are now in the season of progression. They get to the camp and it is full of food, money, garments, and all other kind of stuff. Treasure, spoils, and it's all there. Treasure is general. Spoil is for everybody, and booty is for personal. It means that God had every area covered. So they sat down. They ate. And the fact that the enemy showed up and had a party because he thought he was going to punk me. So he brought everything. He brought everything. The Bible says that they sit down, they enjoy themselves, and because their mindset changed, watch this, They could not return to their old mindset because the old mindset said, we can stay out here and eat up and be all right and go back to where we came from and just leave it at that. Nobody ever has to know. But there was a mindset change. And the reason we say you cannot go back to the old mindset is because if you go back to the old mindset, you miss this opportunity right here. The Bible says that what they did is as they're eating, somebody says, hey, you know what we can't do? We can't act like what we've been acting like. We got to go and let them know this. We're going to get some of the stuff. We're going to get some of this. We're going to get some of the stuff to take care of us. But we can't leave us out here by ourselves, because if we do that, then if the Lord did what he did for us to them, he may do the same to us with somebody else. The Bible says that as they walked, the Lord caused them, their enemies, to hear a great sound. And they turned on each other and said, we got to get out of here, because they've hired our enemies to come up against us. And they fled and left everything. And so the lepers are here. They've made the move out of the low place. They've made the move out of their norm. They've made the move out of their comfortable place. They began to move. And as they begin to move, the Lord began to amplify the sound and frequency, causing the enemy to run and be afraid. The Bible says they gather some stuff. They now go back and tell, hey, I know we normally look like bad and look like death, but we made a move and there's life out there. The enemy is gone. Y'all might want to go out there and get everything that you need, so that you're no longer in the atmosphere of lack. Bible says that somebody, they go out to check it out, and it takes them days to pull, takes them trips to pull all the stuff in. Well, here's where it gets interesting. Remember, you got to be ready, but you've got to be careful. Remember, there was an advisor. When the sound of the prophet, the anointing of the prophet, the atmosphere of the prophetic began to work, who said, how is this going to happen? It can't happen for real. Bible says that the man of God said to him, because you refuse to move, you'll see it, but you won't partake in it. The prophetic word, prophetic atmosphere, the prophetic utterance came forth. And because he decided to stay in the same mindset, the Bible declares that he saw the goods, he saw the food, he saw the suddenly begin to happen. And all he could do was see it. Because after he saw it, because he stayed in the same place, the feet of that mindset trampled him over and trampled him dead. Declare victory in the season of suddenly, which is the season that is prophetically charged. With the prophetic anointing and the prophetic individuals, the prophetic sound. You have to be careful that in the atmosphere of the prophetic that you don't speak your own demise. That you don't speak from the old mindset. Suddenly, as he began to speak, the Bible says that the Lord said to the prophet, say what I say, and I'll cause bone to come together, sinew upon bone, flesh upon sinew, muscles upon that. And then what happens next? He says, and he began to speak and declare life. And the wind came and filled them up, and they stood great as a great army. Which means they were standing in the place of their strength. Declare victory, whether you're here now, whether you're here now as in now and later. Be careful in the season of suddenly that you do not try to stay in the comfortable place. Do not remain in the same mindset. Hear me prophetically. Change what needs to be changed. I talked just the other night. Write what needs to be righted. Right the wrongs. If you need to write some letters, write the letters. If you need to make some phone calls, make some phone calls. If you don't know how to write the letters, hire somebody. Sow the seed. Don't just get them to do it. Sow the seed of letters. Listen, I need you to write a letter to this people, this, because this is what happened, and I need to get it right. I believe it was last week, Dion began to talk about having stuff in place. You have to be careful that you're not looking at the stuff that's going on and thinking that I'm just going to stay like this. Be careful, beloved. But after you be careful, you got to be ready. It's that time of the morning where I would love for you to come off of mute. So I'm going to open the calls up. So if you did not get a chance this morning, it is Friday, so it is Men's Day. Woo woo, yay yay! I'm going to ask that if there are any brothers on the line that would like to say good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you going today?
I am doing pretty decent. I'm above ground. That's a good thing.
Amen, amen. I just wanted to give a shout out to all the brothers on the line. I was invited to this call by the great Christina Joy. If she's listening, I wanted to give a shout out to her as well. And I'm originally from New York, but I just wanted to show love to all my people out in California, Vallejo and all that. So, yeah.
And what's your name, sir?
My name is Onan Smith, sir.
Okay, nice to meet you. Welcome to Declare Victory.
Thank you. Thank you. Nice to meet you as well.
Keep it coming. Keep it coming. Any other brothers this morning? All right. If this is your first time on the call and you've never spoken before, if this is your first time and would like to speak, you can. Or if you've been on the call before and never spoke and would like to speak, you can speak. Or say good morning. Good morning. How do you do? Oh, I heard a voice. Did I hear a voice? Hello? Oh, I did hear a voice. I just couldn't understand the voice. Well, to the voice, good morning to you. All right. If there's nobody else new.
Good morning, Sister Lisa. God bless you. Great.
Good morning.
I need to write this stuff down. Hey.
Good morning.
All right, y'all come on up, mute and speak.
Morning, Jonathan. This is Catherine. Good morning. Great declaration.
Good morning.
Good morning, Miss Leomi. A great declaration. Thank you.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, it's Elsie. Heard you loud and clear.
Good morning.
Good morning, it's Jubilant.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. This is 20 Dunn.
Good morning.
Good morning, Brother Shofar. This is Glorious. Love you.
Good morning. Love you too. Love you more. All right, let's open up the flow. Love, life, and victory thoughts, comments, concerns within the reason of the subject.
Good morning. Hi-ya.
Hi-ya.
I thought maybe, you know, just listening, I always think God has a sense of humor, which he does, because laughter is like medicine. And I could just hear him saying, watch me. So, and it takes, when you keep saying the prophetic, I think we, some people mislead the prophetic, prophetic for, horoscopes, mm-hmm. and thinking that they can read ahead. That's not where you get it from. Mm-hmm. It's the Lord that reveals the things and sends his word. I just sense that there's someone be like, yeah, I can read my horoscope. It'll tell me how it's how it's been going. But no, that's not how it's been going. And if we think that, you know, things are working the way that they are working now, you know, why change anything? Because it's working. But God is a God of change. His whole plan is for nothing to stay the same. There's cycles. There's a new. There's going from milk to meat. There's going from baby to adulthood. There's processes. So change is very important. And within our faith, standing and believing brings about the change, the manifestation. It probably said a lot, but I just got a lot out your message this morning. So love you, bruh.
Love you, love you. All right. Well, anybody else?
Brother Johnson, this is 20. I actually didn't get to hear all of your declaration this morning, but, you know, I always like that story about the lepers, you know, how they, you know, they had to make a decision. You know, so we can stay here, we're going to die, or if you go over there, we're going to die, and how the mm-hmm. Lord works it all out, you know. But I'm going to go back and listen to the playback, but I just want to thank you for the things that you brought out, even in that, and just how suddenly things can, just from being obedient, you know, to the Word mm-hmm. of God, and saying what the Word of God says and not what our own, to, you know, what we all think of on our own, but are we believing the report of the Lord? Are we believing what God says? So God, just thank you for your declaration this morning, and God bless you, sir.
God be the glory.
Hey, Brother Jonathan, this is Glorious again. Good morning, bro. I appreciate the declaration. One of the things that I thought about was that the lepers, they were blessed when they went. They took the step in moving. They were blessed with the bounty, but the survival of the rest of the people depended on them having the right mindset. And so, you know, it speaks volumes to us as the body of Christ that our mindset is an open doorway, is to be an open doorway to others, mm-hmm. how we see a thing, and not returning to the old way, not returning to whatever it is we make as our, we've made as our comfort or defense or attention grabber, not returning to that is what will bless us and what gives us the opportunity to be obedient to God and to be a blessing to somebody else. So I appreciate this message and the reinforcement of what God is speaking. And the other part was putting what we put in the atmosphere, speaking. He says, say what I say, speak what I speak, put that in the atmosphere rather than all the negative, rather than anything that's contrary to what God says. And in order to speak in it, the Bible says faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So as we speak it, we also receive it, and it strengthens us to continue on our move forward into in obedience. I'm going back on mute. Love you, bro.
You said, and I like that scripture, a couple of things. When people say, I read it one time and read it in a different translation in this different study, it said, faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. And we go, okay. But one of the translations I read said, in order to grow, you need faith. And in order for your faith to grow like that, you should listen and heed the word of God. And so it takes faith to another level. And then when you say you have to operate in faith, and say the things that God says. The Bible says that his word has never, ever returned to him unfulfilled. So part of the reason some of us is okay with the old place is because we've not activated the word in that area. Do you know that that's what Lodabar means? It's not just the low place, but Lodabar is the place without active word. And we've become comfortable in our cripple in the low place. Anyone else?
Yes, hello?
Hello.
Yes. So there was something that Christina sent me, I think, a couple of days ago, where it talked about the purpose and whether someone has purpose in their life and whether they're trying to figure it out. And I thought it was a good message to pass along, because I do believe that many times in our journey, we tend to be led astray by things that tend to discourage us, certain downfalls, certain failures, and we tend to lose the purpose in our lives. And I believe with Christina, she was telling me that your purpose is already inside of you. So I just wanted to leave that jewel there with you.
And the way to get to that, the way people lose sight of it, is they forget to consult God. They stop saying what he said. And so that's a good way to make sure you're still in line with purpose. God, what is it that you want me to do? What is it that you are saying about me? What is it that you want me to live out? What is, thank you, Lord, what is the reality in your mind that you want me to live in my time?
Right. Yeah, I believe that tends to be the biggest problem for most people, is that they're not able to find a purpose within their life. It's like they're like a car without a steering wheel, and they're just going about in life. And I'm very thankful for Christina for sending me that passage. You know, me and her, we've been talking pretty consistently over the past couple of months, and it's really been a blessing for me to speak to her and get the jewels of knowledge that she drops on me. So, again, I wanted to give a shout-out to her.
Well, we thank the Lord.
Thank the Lord.
For all the loads that he put in our class and in our plate.
And
Anyone else? We give you glory, God. Well.
Hey, Brother Jonathan, I just wanted to say, great declaration, just jump in real quick. But you know what? Keep coming into my spirit, and it's been half for a minute. And it's just suddenly of that spirit of suicide, how, you know, like even what you said, you know, when it comes to our words, speaking life and what we're saying about our life, how we could be speaking death upon ourselves. And then also that what we put in our mouth, likewise in my body, like we're watching what, you know, eating it or whatnot, and when it comes to, and I was just sitting here thinking about that, like, wow, that, how that, that's, it's just so, so important to watch those both things, you know what I'm saying? Watching, knowing that I'm not speaking death upon myself or even on anybody else, but speaking life, but also watching when I put in my mouth because of, you know what I'm saying, my body, because, you know, my weight, my, you know, the deterioration in that, you know, these bones, even when you spoke on that, like, you know, speaking to your bones, these dry bones, it was a lot was coming to my spirit when you was declaring. But the most thing is that came up was like, watch it, that suddenly suicidal spirit that we have to, that I have to just send it back to the pits of hell by the, you know, power and authority, and understanding that what I'm doing with speaking life with my mouth, not allowing that suicide and not knowing you're doing it. You know, you got to be, you know, guarded, got to be guarded in that. And also, you know, just throwing that candy in your mouth, not tripping, not realizing like it's hurting you. You know, it was just like visions that was coming through me of like pictures of how suddenly that suicidal though, you know, that's how it could come up on you. You know, that's you killing yourself, you know, and you know, how you change that, of course, you know, through Christ who strengthens me. So I just wanted to thank you for your declaration. Just wanted just to share that because it was on my spirit. And you never know, somebody else might be doing the same. So, you know, watch what we're saying, because, you know, we are speaking death. You know, even when it comes to other people, just be mindful of those words, you know, even the word. You know, putting that word in the atmosphere. He's speaking his word. You know, he even was just showing me, like, you know, when you are uncomfortable in situations and that word come up, don't shut it down. Speak it. Just speak it, because it's truth. It's his word. It shall not return void. You know, so it was just a lot was coming up in my spirit as you declared. I just want to say thank you so much, brother. You know, I love you, Brother Jonathan.
Love you. We were talking, you said something even, I think is really good right here too. When you begin to talk about the spirit behind suicide, that the idea, I know there's this thought that it's just to take your own life, but when you deal with suicide, it is the mindset to prematurely eject or evacuate from a thing. To prematurely eject or evacuate yourself. And so when we begin to declare life, what we're saying is, in the midst of this thing, in the midst of this place, I now have to be subject to the word of God that brings life, establishes life, and causes me to live. And so even in this moment, whatever it is that you've been going through, in the place where you felt like you wanted to give up, hear me by the Spirit of the Lord. Today is the day of life. The wind of God blows your way. The breath of God blows you away. You do not have to be down. But in this declaration, I pray and I speak that life begins to live. I declare to the ears that hear me, send it now, God. Breathe. I speak the release of heaven now. Shata. I speak to the assignment of the dark place. Oh, let there be light now. Illuminate. Holy Spirit, shine. Angels of light, stand. Heal, God. Heal in the heart. Heal in the Shama. He so my. Like that, God. Do it. Send the wind now. Aha yatana. Lift the bow down here. Lift the heavy shoulders and the burdened arms. Lift them now. Lift them as a sign of victory. Heal God. Thank you. Live. You will live and not die. And declare the goodness and the glory of God.
Amen.
You will live. You will live. I'm going to give you this last little key, this nugget, and it's something that I've been in my personal life. Spend time in worship. Spend time in worship. When you spend time in worship, worship is telling God who he is. Not what you need from him, not how much you thank him for, but it's simply telling God who he is. When you spend time telling God who he is, your enemy knows and has to now be quiet. Spend time in worship. Find scripture that talks about who God is. Make it personal. Lift up your head. Holy gates, be lifted up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of Glory shall come in. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Shift. I speak to every atmosphere to be conducive for miracles, signs, and wonders. I speak to every atmosphere, everything illegal in your atmosphere. We revoke its right. And it's legal passage. We shut every door. God, where we cannot, we pray that angels begin to work on our behalf. Those that are assigned to our names, our faces, our DNA, our sound. I pray now that you would begin to move. Move now, God. We usher in your power. We usher in your authority. And we give your name the praise, the glory, the honor. And right before we go off, I know we're going to leave. Anybody else? All right. Well, I bless your day. But I want you to spend time in worship. When you get off of this phone, off this call, go somewhere and spend time with your hands up. Go somewhere, spend time with your hands up. Do it physically that you can see it mentally. Lift your hands in your emotions. Take your hands off of it. Lift your hands in your mind. Take your hands off of it. I pray that that today is an encouragement to somebody, to anybody, that today is a marked day on your calendar that you met God and was restored. So with that, I love you all with the love of the Lord. Have a good one.
Have a good Love you, God.
Have a good weekend, everybody.
Have a good weekend.
God bless you, Jonathan. Thank you. To God be the glory. Declare victory, everyone. Have a great weekend.
You too.
Have a great weekend, everyone.